Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello, welcome to the Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr, and it is a true joy to be here today because we get the opportunity to turn the airwave conversation right now into something that's going to contribute to your healing, that's going to contribute to a little bit of a solution-oriented break from the massive stress that is existing in our lives, in our world today, as it always will and always has been. What we need more now, right now, than hearing all these statistics of motivations and all these things around all of these events that have happened. I mean, we had hurricanes, shootings, and so forth. What we need in the name of conscious media are tools and solutions on how to handle these crises. And my guest today is the perfect person to speak about this. It's Margaret Ann Lembo. She's the owner of a crystal shop, actually, in Palm Beach, Florida, Palm Beach County, Florida. She was in the midst of this last hurricane episode, but she has a conscious living gift store that's in the area of the hurricane, and she is still thriving. I mean, she has such an amazing outlook. So welcome to the show, Margaret. We're so glad that you could join us. Thank you.
Oh, well, my goodness. Thank you for having me. Yes, Hurricane Irma was quite the experience.
Tell me about your shop. I mean, were you close to the area of the path of the hurricane?
Very much so. We were definitely right in the cone of concern, the cone. And so we did, unfortunately, experience a tree down on the building, took our electricity for 10 days, and we have some water damage on an internal wall. Interestingly, because of horizontal rain, when it rains horizontally, water finds a way into the building, you know?
Wow. Wow. And so I imagine around you there's many, many trees down. The fact that you got your power back in 10 days, that's a long time, but sooner than others, right?
It is. Well, it's probably sooner than the west coast of Florida. The west coast of Florida had to a little bit more. It was much more intense for them. They were a little bit closer to the eye of the hurricane. We did. We were in. I was myself and my husband. We were all inside of our safe room five different times because of tornadoes. So, you know, one time I decided I'm going to do some comic relief and do a little Facebook Live from my safe room, and I made everybody laugh. What can you do? Make good memories, right?
Well, you know, the good news about a hurricane, if there is any, is that when it's over, it's over. And you have to deal with the aftermath of it, but the imminent threat is you know, that movement, that level of violence is short, and then you have to deal with the aftermath of it. But you have a way of, I mean, I can't speak to this because I'm in the West Coast. I don't know the experience. All I can say is you're incredible for finding a perspective in this that can help so many people. And I want you to help us out here.
Oh, I will happily do so. We, you know, been called Pollyanna many times, you know, overly optimistic. And so I'd rather be that way than other ways. So
we could use you right now. Yes. Okay. So let's talk to you, Pollyanna. How do you find the gem in all of this chaos? I know you're aware of the shootings and it's, you know, it's happened before. How do you get to that place? What enables you to have that positive outlook in the face of tragedy?
Well, you know, the only thing I can really say, well, there's probably more than one thing, but the first thing I'll say is you may have heard me take a deep breath. I did when you were saying that. I took a very deep breath. So one of the things is to be in the present moment, take conscious awareness, consciously aware. In this moment, I am safe and sound. And if we focus on where we are, being mindful, and then if you want to go ahead and go to gemstones, you know, dark blue stones, light blue stones, are all going to be the ones that are going to be helpful. Now, there's so many more, and I could go into them in detail with you if you wish, but the idea is to recognize that in this moment in time, you, each one of us, and I hope everybody that's listening, if this is true, you are safe and sound. I am safe and sound. And that can help you overcome future fear or fear of the future and not get caught up in what could happen. Instead, focus on what is.
Calm in the moment is really important because it takes those stress hormones and calms them down, and it stops frying your nervous system, which a lot of what we're seeing in the news right now, I was watching last night, and all I see are this looping of the shots fired and so forth. And all that does is it keeps the cortisol levels in your body raised, keeps the stress hormones raised. And that creates a cascade of effects in the body that, you know, leads towards degeneration. Nothing is in growth at that moment. Everything is in degeneration at that moment. So it's got to help us to be able to find a technique, a tool, a stone, a whatever that can help us to clear that type of stress hormone out of our body. What do you do? I mean, you've said you found humor. I love humor. That's amazing.
Well, you know what? The first thing I do is I change the channel. I change the channel. I turn that off and I'll watch a sitcom, you know, make me laugh, you know, find something that's going to make me laugh, or turn it off altogether and pick up a good book or enjoy some other entertainment. You know, we played cards through the whole hurricane. But as far as gemstones are concerned, I would look to perhaps an amethyst. And most people know what an amethyst looks like. It's the purple quartz gemstone. And that's one that's great for transforming and transmuting challenging situations. And so when we hold the gemstone, keep it nearby so that we have that as a reminder. See, I don't feel like the gemstone abracadabra does something. It's more of our intention and the reminder. Do you agree with that?
I was going to ask, what are the properties in this particular crystal that would allow us to calm down, or is it just what it represents in our mind?
It is mostly what it represents and the mindfulness, the intention that we have with using that gemstone. You could do the same thing and look to utilizing perhaps a lapis lazuli, which is a dark blue stone, or a sodalite, which looks similar to lapis lazuli, or even angelite, which is light blue, or aquamarine. A lot of people know aquamarine. And so with using these gemstones, yeah, they have specific qualities that are for specific reasons. So say you want to be able to express yourself regarding something that's stressing you, then a light blue stone will be helpful because that's good for communication and is associated with the throat chakra. And so that might help you write out and get it out of you what's bothering you, what's upsetting you, or talk to a friend to get it off your chest while holding the gemstone. But it's also the color alone, and I'm sure you know this well, the colors affect us in such positive ways when we use it with intention.
Ah, so that's one of the things that when we hear shocking information and shocking news, somehow all of our goals and aspirations tend to get pushed to the wayside or feel not as important during that time. And that's maybe my story, but I have a hard time focusing on what I was going towards when all of this tragedy starts to happen. How do you, I mean, I would imagine that what you do and even the gemstone course that you teach allows you to focus on that again. It's just changing the channel in your own mind, right?
Literally. Exactly. That's a perfect analogy, is changing the channel in your own mind. I love that. And yes, and so then you might say, okay, I'm getting too caught up in what is being portrayed in the media and social media, et cetera. And instead, you know what, I'm going to pick up a black tourmaline, which deflects negativity and helps me ground and get focused. So if you love what you do, which I do, what I had to do is I had to keep going. I had to make things work. I still have a staff to pay. You know, it kind of makes you be responsible with your intention combined with the gemstone. So I have a lot of rocks on my desk, let me tell you.
Yes, yes, I'm sure you do. So black tourmaline, you said deflects.
It helps to deflect negativity. It deflects negativity. It deflects electromagnetic frequencies. And it's also very good for grounding. And that's true with most black gemstones. It's good for grounding. And if we're not so scattered, we want the opposite effect. We want to be grounded and focused. A black gemstone like black tourmaline will help. So will jet. You could use shungite. There's black onyx. There's so many black gemstones that we could turn to for the intention of, let me get focused on what I'm doing, and I want to push that other stuff out of my consciousness.
So the black gemstones tend to absorb the negative energy or deflect it.
Deflect it.
It would be better.
I perceive it deflects it, and that's also my intention. I don't want my gemstones to be absorbing stuff. Mm. I would rather it deflects it. It's not even allowed in my sacred space. And I like to use positive affirmations in conjunction with gemstones because I'm very much on positive thought forms as a matching vibrational energy for the rock.
It's interesting because I'm pretty sure most people listening have a gemstone in their house somewhere. They got it at a trade show. Someone gave it to them as a gift. They found it at a bookstore. It just made them feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's they're beautiful to look at. They're peaceful to hold. And you find shapes and colors that tend to stimulate different parts of your brain. This is inevitable that people have these in their home. So is there a way to look at your course, for example, that teaches you, oh, okay, you know what, I have this stone that I put in my drawer, and maybe I should take that out and do something with it. Is there a way that you have, and through your course, I know that you have a gemstone course, does it teach people what to do and the meanings of these beautiful gemstones?
Very much so. So that rock might be a loose piece, you know, just that you have floating around in your home, but it also could be in your jewelry or a bracelet or an earring, and that can be utilized as well. And we sometimes forget that we have all this gemstone jewelry that we're already wearing rocks, so to speak. You know, we're wearing these. And so the course, the master course, is something that's going to help to understand why certain gemstones are associated with certain intentions and purposes and how to match them with positive thoughts. So if we're having, let's say, fear about money, instead of being fearful about money, we may hold a green aventurine or a green tourmaline or have that nearby and form the intention, I have plenty of money and there's plenty on its way. What's my favorite one? It's like there are plenty of people with plenty of money who want the goods or services that I offer, instead of coming from a place of lack.
Right. Now, again, this could be something that I found it so interesting because we're talking about crystals in the midst of massive chaos, but that is the whole point, is that we have to find a tool, a way, or something that's going to ground us again and allow us to calm down rather than just sitting there and going calm, 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 calm. It doesn't really quite. Sometimes it works. Works for me. But if you can find something that it assists you in that feeling of calm. The other thing that happens, even when it comes to, you know, money and working on money coming its way, and this is a perfect example, when you start to go in that direction of your thought pattern, you start to come up with solutions. Oh, I didn't think of this. Oh, I could call that person. Oh, wait, there's a new way of advertising. The brain starts to produce serotonin, which then, and dopamine, which then comes up with new ideas. It likes new things.
Exactly. And then sleeping on it, too. I love that I wake up in the morning and I know an answer to something. So maybe having a gemstone in the pillowcase or on the nightstand can help to amplify your intention of knowing and realigning, you know?
Which one would you use for that?
Well, for falling asleep at night and having pleasant dreams, amethyst is always like a classic favorite. But I like light blue stones. I have a beautiful piece of blue calcite on my nightstand, and I like to use that. But, you know, in this time of wanting to people to feel safe and sound and nurtured and loved, I like, you know, rose quartz is so powerful, and that's easily accessed. It's not a big dollar, you know, point for people to go buy a piece if they don't already have one, because if we are love, which we are, and we stay focused on being love, the likelihood of anything other than love in our space is diminished considerably, so that we are vibrating at that rate. And I know it may sound a little bit hokey, but if we stay focused on love, we will have a pretty good life the majority of the time.
That is true. That is where all things end, is love. Love is everything, essentially.
It is.
Question for you. Do these quartz, gemstones, do they continue to grow if they're not in the earth?
I haven't seen that to be true.
Okay.
So my perception is no, and I've been doing this well over 3 decades.
But they vibrate, right? I mean, do they have a life? Is what I'm asking,
I
guess.
Well, I feel like everything does. You know, everything has a vibration. Everything is energy. And so they can, you know, they're emitting their energy because they're in your space. So it's just like a chair is going to absorb your vibration on some level, hold it, so will gemstones. And so that's why matching a positive thought form or intention is really, really nice with working with gemstones, so that if you have a beautiful, let's say, pyrite pyramid on your desk, and that's your reminder to stay focused and to shine your light brightly, then that's what it's going to continue to do, and it will continue to emanate that as long as that's the association that you have with it. The certain qualities inherent in gemstones, but it's more powerful when you have a matching vibrational thought to go with it.
Okay. So, I mean, I can see so many different ways of helping with calm and with even with manifestation. We haven't even talked about that. When you're working on a specific project, can you set up a specific altar or ways to create the stones in a certain formation that could help you with creating a project?
Yes, you can. And you know, altars are fun. And that's always, I like the idea of, I love that title of that book called Little Altars Everywhere, and I love that idea of having little altars everywhere, so that when you pass that little spot on your coffee table or your nightstand or your kitchen counter or your windowsill, it's like, oh, yes, I'm aligned with the angels. I have angels always protecting me, or whatever the thought is that's matching it. So some people like to create grids, geometric formations. I just kind of pile them around where I'm working. So, like, because I'm an author and write almost all the time, constantly always popping out books, I love to write. I keep my creative vibe going with I have a nice piece of aquamarine and a carnelian on my desk. The carnelian is for me to take action, move forward, be creative, and the aquamarine helps me stay focused on allowing inspiration to flow through my consciousness, allowing me to be aligned with the divine, so the information that comes through me can help many, many people. So again, these are thought forms that I have matching, and there's so many other gems on my desk at this moment, but those are the two I focus on when I'm working on a manuscript.
Your desk has got to be awesome.
It probably looks messy to most, but it's beautiful with rocks.
I'm sure. Yes, I have one of those little altars on my desk as well, and it really helps just to constantly have your visual where you're, even if I'm on the phone or whatever I'm doing, I'm looking at that and knowing that the intention is set in that altar. And it needs to be changed every now and then as well. As the intentions are realized, it evolves, which is interesting. All right, so I want to let our listeners know that this entire course, now if you are into gemstones or if you have them around your house and you're wondering, how can I really use these and collect them together, something that you probably already have, and find the meaning of them, find what they represent, and how to use these different gemstones and crystals and so forth in your house to change energy, to deflect energy, to absorb, or not to absorb, to deflect energy, or to help you follow through with specific intentions, then there is an entire 10-part course, this gemstone course that Margaret Lembo has put together, and this is 10 video classes, and they're an hour to an hour and a half each. You need to be able to watch these on your computer. So I would have you give us a call right now, and this is the number here, 818-985-KPFK. That's 818-985-5735. Now, this course on Margaret's website tends to be more expensive, but she has donated it to the radio station, and we put it at a lower price point to make it available for people. So that way everyone wins. You get a lower price point on the course. We raise funds for KPFK, and you get this amazing course on what to do with gemstones, especially if you're a gemologist or if you have interest in this just as a hobby. You get to learn all sorts of great information. So here's the number, 818-985-KPFK. It's a $150 donation to the station. And keep in mind, we're raising funds for KPFK in our fund drive, and we so appreciate the ability to have public radio on the airwaves, as it has been for 60 years because of you listening now and donating as you can. Margaret, can you tell us a little bit about the course?
Oh, yes. This is actually my favorite course of all the courses that I've offered as an online event. It's within the Academy of the Spiritual Arts. And this course, you're going to learn the basics on crystals, minerals, and stones, you know, just basically gemstone types, how to recognize different faces. But then we'll get into chakras and energy healing, how to manifest and use it for visioning with gemstones, how to work with gemstones for relationships. People love to work with it to manifest the romance in their life, creativity, motivation, in igniting your intuition, using it as a money magnet. Why not? We all are allowed to make plenty of money, and that's what we're doing for the radio station right now, for public radio. So let's use this vibration for as a money magnet. And also how to deflect negativity, helping yourself with communication, as well as if you want to use it to make a beautiful crystal alignment on your physical body, which feels awesome.
Wow. That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. So these can be used for physical healing, all sorts of things. But I really am thinking about the deflecting negativity. You can set this around your house. You can find ways to protect your house. You can find ways to protect your body. Mm-hmm. And especially if you have the need, you know, I have, as a broadcaster, I have the need to know what is going on in the developments of our news. There are parts of it as an intuitive that hits me so strongly that if I watch too much of it, it will put me in the worst and horrible mood. And I get it. I mean, I get that I need to know the information, but there's got to be a way to watch and listen to it without the drama that's pushed through the news these days. It really does tend to want to raise your cortisol levels. I mean, I think it's done that way
really
on purpose.
Does.
It really makes, it's addicting.
It is.
Yeah, I know why. It raises all those fight or flight hormones, and it really makes you stuck to watching it because it's that specific feeling. The body does tend to get a high from it. So, all right, here's the number to call, 818-985-KPFK. And it's just about preparing yourself, giving yourself solutions to be able to remain calm. And on the other side of that, it's allowing. It's calm is one side and allowing is the other side. What are you creating? What are you working on? And how can this assist you in doing that? It'll be fun to just get the videos, then go around your house and collect all the things that you have gems in. It could be bracelets, necklaces. It could be little stones people gave you. You'd find things in pockets and drawers and on your desk and all sorts of things. And then find out what to do with them. And there's probably something in your house that you can create that is amazing. And they're not very expensive anyway. So, again, the number 818-985-KPFK. Now, you mentioned the school that you have. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, yes, that's where this particular course that I donated to the public radio station is housed, on the Academy of the Spiritual Arts. And I created this while I was on national book tour for 5 or 6 years with my various books that I have out. And because as I met people, they'd say, oh, but Margaret Ann, I want to be in your courses. I get your emails and I see, you know, you do this and you do that. So I decided I'm going to, you know, record these, and I created PowerPoints with a beautiful audio and beautiful images, and that way they can learn online. And so that has really been very successful, and people really enjoy it, and it's a way to stay in touch with me as well, because I'm like so positive, and people really enjoy having someone in their life that is going to see the silver lining, you know?
I love it. It's like you have your own TV show. It's fun. I mean, you are fun to watch.
I would love to have my own TV show. I'm such a ham.
You would be fantastic. Margaret and the crazy gem lady.
I might want to come up with a different title.
I know. You really are. You have a great perspective, a very deep understanding of gems, but you are so fun. You have such a great character about you that allows people to accept what you're talking about and make it fun. Bring it into your life. If you get too serious about stuff like this, they'll just say, what?
Oh no, there's nothing. We can have fun with everything in life. At least I like to. Yes, things that are disturbing can get us down. There's no doubt about it. But you know what? We roll around in the mud just for a little bit, and then it's like, okay, it's time to, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, or what is another expression? Oh, put on your big girl panties and come on, let's get moving and move forward. And don't let the negative vibe get you down, because it's not going to serve anybody, you know?
Yeah. I found myself saying, I've got to pull myself out of this. I've got to pull myself up. And then how?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with watching it for as long as you need to get the information that you need. But when it starts to be repeated over and over and over again, and it's the same video over and over and over again, that's when I go, okay, I can't do this 1 second longer. You know, my husband and I will watch the news. It's like, okay, they're on repeat. Let's change the channel and find something fun, you know.
Right. Enough. So let's give the phone number again here. It's 818-985-KPFK. And this is a gemstone course, and it is 10 video classes that are 60 to 90 minutes each that you watch on your computer. But it's all about how to use these crystals to create different things in your life. It's if it's deflecting negative energy, if it's manifesting a project, creating projects, if it's relationships, healing, body healing, all of these things enable us, they're tools to help us continue our intentions. They're really mindful tools, and these are mindful stones as well. So it's a way to have a companion with your intention, a physical reminder with your intention. So the number again is 818-985-KPFK. And Margaret Lembo, my guest, I love that you've created this Academy of Spiritual Arts. It's kind of like a Hogwarts online, right? Sounds like fun.
I guess, kind of, yes. It's to help everybody with mindfulness. You know, if we can be mindful, we can be conscious of what we're thinking about and focusing on, because that's what creates reality, then we'll be able to have a good life, or the life that we really want to live, versus feeling like a victim, or that we're, you know, in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people. No, I want to be at the right place at the right time with the right people.
Yes. Now, have you found that you've created different miracles or good stories with these gems? Can you tell us maybe someone that you know has some really great success stories around the gemstones?
Well, what I have found is that when I combine the gemstones with essential oils and aromatherapy, people come back with that information sometimes, that they've been able to overcome challenges. The guided meditations often help people with challenges. But what I have found with me personally, and my personal wonderful staff that I have that make up my Conscious Living, you know, center and bookstore, is that overall, we lived a pretty charmed life over here at the Crystal Garden. You know what I mean? It's like life is good. It's not too often that we have hiccups, like we're in a hiccup mode right now. But we also maintain the perspective that this too shall pass. We'll just figure out what we need to do and move forward and get back to our happy, positive energy. So a lot of it has to do with mindset. And it depends on the individual and how good they are on maintaining a focus on what it is they do want.
Well,
versus what they don't want.
That's a great example of your mindset around being in the middle of that hurricane and the damage that the shop and the store in that area incurred.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you had damage, as did everyone around you.
Yes.
But your perspective is what makes a difference.
It does. And everybody came, I had my staff help came in even in the heat. Like we called it the Crystal Garden Sweat Lodge because mm-hmm. it was so literally that humid and hot. But, you know, we also have recently, unfortunately, experienced shoplifting in my store for the first time in 29 years.
Oh, that's
and
not good.
I was really not. And so what are we going to do? Are we going to get upset about it? No, we're going to find out what we have to do and move forward, and it's going to stop and move on from there. We could get sucked into it and continue to manifest it, or we can move beyond it and deflect it.
I saw this bumper sticker the other day that says, I saw that, and it was /karma.
Oh, that's a good one. I should get that bumper sticker here.
I saw that. Karma.
I love it. That's fantastic.
It's interesting. It's not up to us. Things that come around go around, and they slap people like that back up in the head, and sometimes it's not good. Anyway.
It's so true. It's so true. I don't wish any harm on anyone, but I feel, you know, it makes me want to pray for those people. When negative things happen, at first I might get a little bit perturbed, for sure, no doubt. But then I realize, and this is my personal take on it, I realize, well, maybe that this is being put in my path so I can pray for these people or this situation instead of using it as a, oh, they're terrible and this is a bad thing. Well, you know, I don't know what's going on in their life, but I'm going to start praying for them now. I don't know who they are, but
yeah.
I still am going to pray for them.
Can't give up faith. You absolutely cannot give up faith. You've got to,
no.
Yeah, I know. I know. Back to the store itself. Do crystals like this like an environment of heat and humidity by any chance?
I don't think so. You know, the salt lamps don't like them very much because we carry the Himalayan salt lamps, you know, the ones from the foothills of the Himalayas. They didn't melt that much with the heat, I don't think that cold or heat is too much of an effect unless it's extreme heat or extreme cold. Then it would affect the internal structure of the gemstone most likely and fracture. It might get some what's called inclusions.
I remember interviewing someone who went into the selenite caves in Mexico,
wow.
And she said it was, you know, 150 degrees. I mean, it was unbearably. I mean, she almost, you know, passed out heat. But that was her, you know, her voyage. And I do know that they exist in those extreme heat temperatures. But that's maybe how they grow.
Yes, because they're inside of mountains. They're inside of the veins in mountains. And I thought that when those selenite caves, from what I understood, I thought that you had to wear special equipment.
Yes, you definitely do.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely
yeah, okay.
Do, yes.
Yeah.
She was a warrior. But
I guess so. Good for her.
I know.
But
that
her
is
than me.
That is she wrote books about it. This is a beautiful term that you just used about the veins of a mountain being crystals.
Yeah.
I think that is so beautiful. It's like the blood of a mountain, really.
It is. That's where it's all coming out of. You know, they're growing inside of the veins of the mountains. And some, I think, you know, maybe some people don't realize that the ones that are, you know, the quartz crystals and some other naturally forming, you know, that's what they look like when they come out of the earth. You know, they might need to be cleaned up. They might need to have a certain kind of a wash go over them to get the clay off of them because they are Mother Earth's packing material is often the red, beautiful clay. So it's enveloped in the clay. But that's how they grow. It's not like somebody's, you know, it's not necessarily being carved out or polished out that way. They're coming out of the earth naturally looking magnificent.
Yeah, of course. All right, so I wanted to mention to our wonderful audience, we are in our fund drive here at KPFK, raising money for public radio to keep KPFK alive and well and giving you information during these critical times that has absolutely no commercial interest because A, we don't have commercials, B, we don't have any type of underwriting. The only funding that we get comes from you, the listener, as opposed to other public radio stations. So in this case, what we're really asking is for you to support KPFK and to support our radio station here. And the way to do that is a $150 donation. You will get this incredible gemstone course, which consists of 10 videos that Margaret has recorded, 60 to 90 minutes each of Exactly. You know, how do you use your crystals, meditation to run your crystals, all sorts of information on chakras, energy healing, manifestation, prosperity, opening up your intuition when you're really looking for answers to questions that you don't know. Which stone really works? But let me just give the phone number really quick, 818-985-KPFK. Please give us a call now. I will mention that on Margaret's website, this is a $250 course. Here at KPFK, we're looking for your donations, so we ask you for a $150 donation. So it's a little bit of a discount, which we do so that you get a discount, you get the great material. KPFK raises money, and that we're really grateful to Margaret Lambeau for putting this together. All right, so let's see. What types of crystals work for opening up your intuition?
Well, you could work with azurite. Azurite is a good one for intuition. I would recommend charoite. Of course, amethyst always is on the list as far as I'm concerned, because that's one of the stones that, you know, kind of does almost everything. But even like something like amazonite or amazonite, it helps you get in touch with the truth about a certain matter and helps with not only communicating with honesty, but also being able to get the right insight and information regarding a given situation. So there's a lot of gemstones that help with intuition. Blue stones, like I would use lapis lazuli and sodalite, like I mentioned earlier. But also you could have celestite, which is a light blue stone. It's translucent, and it helps you align with higher intuition, higher knowledge. And so would moonstone is good for intuition. Selenite is good for intuition. And in developing trust, in believing yourself. You know, so often we say, oh, well, I'm not really intuitive. You know, it's like, no, yes, you are. And so when you bring it to their attention, oh, haven't you ever thought back and say, you know, I knew that. I should have paid attention. Well, yeah, let's believe ourselves when we get an intuitive hit, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What is a good stone for joy, to shift your energy to a place of joy?
I love to use citrine, golden topaz. Another one that is actually very beneficial is lepidolite, which is lithium mica. And lepidolite helps to balance mood swings. And a positive thought that you could say is something like, I easily center my attention on people, places, and things that bring me happiness. Keep affirming that. Pink stones, yellow stones, and even light purple stones in general, generalizing.
The yellow, that's interesting. I mean, I think this is so great because it, you know, that lepidocrite or whatever you said has that.
Light.
Okay, it looks like a flower as well, which is wonderful. So it can really, I mean, a lot of them do, but I have one of those, and it looks like a beautiful flower, which brings me joy. Flowers tend to bring people joy. Okay, so once again, this is all of this can be found at Margaret Ann's website, which is thecrystalgarden.com, thecrystalgarden.com. Crystal is C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, garden.com. And you can look up these different courses. She has an amazing amount of courses. She has donated this course to KPFK on her website. You'll find it for $250 here at KPFK. If you call us now, 818-985-KPFK, it's a $150 donation to the radio station, and you get this 10 video piece course, and each video is an hour and a half long, on what to do with your gemstones, how to, you know, the basics, of course, on crystals and minerals and stones, but then what to do with an in-depth look. She goes deeply into chakras and balancing and understanding subtle energy fields and intuition, and then a whole nother level on manifesting and visioning. And then there's one on relationships. There's different places that you can place these crystals, like certain ones in the bedroom, certain ones at your desk, certain ones in the kitchen where you have these little mini altars all over the house, but they direct energy or deflect energy. And it's just allows you to be in your home and allow that home to be your safe haven. Please give us a call because we are raising money here for this incredible radio station. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call, 818-985-5735. And you can also learn how to use gemstones as a money magnet. It's crystals for grounding and protection and deflecting negativity. And this is all, these are all wonderful tools. I wrote the word down, mindful stones. These are all great for mindfulness as reminders. They're great meditation buddies and reminders to set intentions and so forth. Okay, so I want to see there's about five people who have picked up this package right now, and we thank you so much. 818-985-KPFK. Keep the phone lines ringing. Let's go for another five people who are interested in crystals as a companion to help you with, you know, deflecting negative energy, finding joy, shifting your space, creating your intentions, finding different ways of manifestation. They are tools just as anything else, like a vision board is or a meditation is. These are tools that assist you in shifting your space, in creating your space the way that you want it to be. And we need to remember that we're incredible manifestors and that we've been given these beautiful elements on this earth to help us that house this incredible energy. I love what Margaret Ann said, that crystals are the veins of our earth and they really do support the life force of our planet. And harnessing the energy of these when you actually utilize these crystals with intention and essential oils and so forth, you really can change energy. And we do look to do that a lot during your day, if you notice. You're constantly looking to change energy. Change, you know, the form of it, not the physical form of it, to change your state, change your being, find new solutions, come up with possibilities. All of these things have to do with energetic shifts. Okay, so I gave the number, 818-985-KPFK. I didn't ask you about relationships. What stones are good for manifesting or keeping relationships solid?
Well, there's a couple of ways to look at this. I love to talk about this. So we have people always coming into the store and saying, I want a rock because I want a new relationship. I want a new boyfriend. I want a new girlfriend, whatever it is. And, of course, we have to chuckle because it's not the crystal that's going to make the relationship become a reality, but rather working on ourselves. So at first glance, we could say, okay, let's use some rose quartz and green aventurine for your heart center, your heart chakra, to give and receive love easily. Well, a lot of times we're already pretty good at that. We're very much givers. We're open to being loved more often than not. Perhaps we need a little bit of help with the ability to set boundaries and the ability to communicate, because sometimes we let ourselves meld into a relationship and do whatever the partner wants to do or be who the partner wants us to be rather than maintaining our own integrity of our personality and what we like and what we dislike. So I like to recommend something like the citrine that I mentioned earlier, which is a yellow quartz, or golden calcite is nice as well, even orange calcite, that helps us to easily set boundaries, you know, set boundaries with ease and grace, have the power within to be able to say, no, that's not what I like to do, or no, I'd rather do this. Can we, you know, balance out what we do? Where often we'll say, oh, yeah, I love to go to motocrosses. Well, you really can't stand it. You know? And then isn't that true, right? It's like, oh, yeah, I want to do that, but you really don't. And the angel light, like I think of angel light, which is a light blue stone, or even the aquamarine, that's really nice because it helps with communication. Even the amazonite that I mentioned earlier, being able to express it with ease and grace and find a way to, instead of being, no, I don't want to do that, instead being, yeah, you know, perhaps we can do this one day, and then I want to do this, and I'd like you to come with me to the botanical gardens, you know, whatever the case is. I'm being, you know, making up stories here. But that I find that way you're attracting a relationship where it's comfortable to be who you are and being accepted for who you are. Mm. And that's just a couple of examples. I could go on for quite a long time on that. Mm. Actually, a whole hour or more, because that's one of the courses in the beautiful series of courses that we're giving away for the public radio. That's the one that's called Romance and Relationships Rock.
Wow. I love how in-depth you go with all of this. It's really kind of like a psych course, too. Because
it is. It really is. You're absolutely right.
You have great perspectives on things. It really can help. You know, just listening to you talk, you really do help with your different perspectives to shift energy and so forth. I love that you just gave that example. And to my listeners, there are 10 courses like that, just as in-depth as Margaret Ann goes into relationships. She goes into visioning and manifesting. She goes into healing. She goes into money drawing and drawing in money and so forth. And there's a whole art of communication with crystals. That's a name of an entire course, which I think is so great. Increasing and igniting your intuition and psychic abilities. I mean, all of this is wonderful, wonderful coursework. So here's the phone number again, 818-985-KPFK. That's 818-985-5735. I ask you right now, we have about 8 minutes left. Please, if you've been listening and this is fascinating to you, please go to the phones and call us at 818-985-KPFK. And if you donate $150 to this wonderful radio station, you will get, and make sure that you give your email to the volunteers in the phone room, you will get a link that gives you access to this incredible Master Gemstone course. Now, if you're a gemologist or if you have a gem store, if you're interested in gems and this is a hobby for you, this is a must. This is a must because this is over 10 hours. This is probably 15 hours worth of in-depth material around quartzes and minerals and crystals and stones and exactly how you can create and manifest with these wonderful companions. And also, you can learn a lot about it as well. I want to just put a challenge out there to all of my gemstone fans to give us a call right now, 818-985-KPFK. I mean, this is something you can even do readings around or enhance readings if you're already doing this. All right. The number again, 818-985-KPFK. So what is pyrite? Why do they call it fool's gold?
Oh, because it looks like gold. It really does. It has a goldish tinge to it. So, you know, I think that it was misinterpreted as being gold when it was, you know, during the gold rush. Oh, I found gold. And it's like, no, that's pyrite. It's not gold. So that's one of the reasons. It's like a pretty ordinary explanation. Although, because of that association and because of the way it glitters like gold, we can use that as an association as a money magnet, you know. So as a reminder, I'm extremely grounded and focused. You know, a lot of pyrite, and not all of it, but I've seen it growing in different ways. And I love when they come out in little cubes, little blocks. And I look at that as the building blocks or having a good foundation from which to step into and step up to financial prosperity and success. So utilizing pyrite as a focus tool is excellent. It's grounding. It helps you to shine your light brightly, to show the world how beautiful you are in what you do, you know, your magnificence, as well as attract financial abundance.
Can it help you with things like shock or, you know, horror and things like that? I mean, can it help you with that?
Did you say shock and horror?
Yes.
I would use, you could, because anything with intention can work, but I will like to recommend instead more like something like hematite, which is well known for reducing stress, relieving anxiety. Even black tourmaline, snowflake obsidian. Snowflake obsidian is a black stone. All obsidian is actually glass, which but when it's formed naturally in the earth, it's known as obsidian. And the snowflake obsidian has a little white flecks in it. And I like that because it's a reminder of contrast. that sometimes we have to go into the darkness to even recognize that there's light to be seen. We can't see the stars in the sky, can we? No, because the light, it's bright out. But as soon as it gets dark, we have that ability. So that way when life is challenging, when it's you have to like, all right, I'm in the darkness right now. I might be struggling a bit. But then when it turns around, you can really find the light. And there's always light within the darkness.
Well, that is a great reminder. I like how you tie all of that together. Beautiful. And this is what you will find in the course. And so I ask you to call right now, 818-985-KPFK, and utilize these tools for grounding, for calming, for manifesting. Anyone knows when they get into a state that they can't seem to shift by themselves, it always helps to have a buddy, a companion, and these videos are that. You can tell by Margaret Ann's way of talking that she offers so many great insights along with the basic information on these crystals and minerals and stones. So this is something that really will help and manifest, help you with a deeper level of knowledge that you'll be able to use. So I have put a call out there to all of my people that have either gem stores or interested in gems or do readings or have any other relationship with gems in their work, that getting this course would be incredibly helpful for you to be able to give more information to your clients. This is a 10-part video course, and it has tons of information involved. Here's the number, 818-985-KPFK. That's 818-985-5735. We have people that are calling now that get that, that understand, hey, this could really enhance my abilities to do readings with people or do consultations or help with intuition and doing my own thing. So that's also a huge, huge key. 818-985-KPFK, and this is also how you can communicate with these crystals and learn to communicate using the crystals. Learn, as Margaret Ann mentioned earlier, to increase boundaries and to really hear more messages that you need to hear, be able to hear your higher self, your own intuition easier. These incredible rocks have ways of vibrating so that they open up those types of frequencies in your life. So again, I'm putting the call out to all of my, anyone who uses gemstones as a tool in their work, in their readings, in their whatever they, it doesn't even have to be work. It could be for friends and so forth. It could be for family members. It can be for relationships and so forth. So, here's the number, 818-985-KPFK. It's also a wonderful way to learn if you want to give gems as a gift, you have a way of, you know, writing about it or something that can help with someone going through grieving or something specific in their life. So, or trying to create a project, something that you want to help someone with. It's always great to be informed. I'm a huge information queen, so I like information. I love learning and lifelong learning, continued learning, and that's always been my passion. And this is just another way of doing that. So you know if this speaks to you, but what does speak to all of us is if you're listening to this radio station, we do ask you to support public radio. We ask you to support this station that has been on the air for 60 years, I think it has been, with communicating information that inspires positive growth and change. That's specifically what we do in the Aware Show. That is our motto with the Aware Show. That's our mission with the Aware Show. So you support the Aware Show in donating to KPFK, and you support public radio, and so does Margaret Ann, which we really definitely appreciate. And the donation is a $150 donation. It is, you will find it on Margaret's website, which is thecrystalgarden.com. You'll find that the specific Master Gemstone course, Creating Your Reality, it's called. It's $100 higher there. So if you can call us here, it's $150, which is a donation to the station, but it's also a discount for you. And then you get this great information. Is there any specific stone that we could use for our fun drive here at KPFK?
I would say, how about some emerald? Emerald is good as a money magnet. Envisioning emerald green light and emerald gemstones, just adding more financial abundance to support public radio.
And then this can also be used for yourself. Emerald green light gemstones for yourself to support your financial abundance. And if you're starting a new project or if you have a new business or even if it's a corner of your house that you're creating for a business, that's a great way to set it up is to learn about where the placement of these stones would be in a way that supports your intentions. And it's also a place for you to have regular intention setting, regular meditation, enhancement of your meditations and your intuition and so forth. So all around, it's a really wonderful course. Thank you so much to the people that have supported the radio station. I ask you to continue to give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. Please continue to call here at the radio station so that we know you're supporting KPFK. And I thank you so much, Margaret Ann. Great work. Good luck in Florida, cleaning everything up in Palm Beach County there. And with your store and everything, I'm sure that you've got a great, great group of people around you that love you and that will help you fix everything up.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be with you, and thank you for having me on. And thank you to all the listeners that they should enjoy the course.
Thank you so much, Margaret Ann. All right, and that's it for me. If you continue, give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. I'm Lisa Garr. You're listening to The Aware Show. And thank you so much, Gina Salvati, executive producer of The Aware Show, and Joyce Walker, producer of The Aware Show and engineer here at KPFK. Thank you all so much for your support, and mostly you for listening. We appreciate you and your donations. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware.